Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, there is really fascinating reporting this afternoon that just cleared from the Hollywood Reporter on the Kimmel situation. I'm going to share that with you here in just a few minutes. But first, my friend Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth. We've known each other for a long time. He does Dollars and Cents show over on KMOX. Dave, how are you this afternoon?
Fabulous, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. All right, so we finally had Jay Powell, the little too late guy, right? That's what does Trump call him? Jay too late Powell, right?
Too late, right.
You and I talked about this a few weeks ago. It looked like the Fed was heading in the direction of a rate cut. It's the first one since last year. It was a quarter point, not a half point. Where are you on this? How are the markets reacting? And what might still happen toward the end of the year? Perhaps another cut.
Well, I was public in my pronouncements that I believe the Fed should have been cutting in July. And that's only because of the labor market. Now, I get it. It's a little tricky right now because the Fed has a dual mandate, which means they only have to look at two things. That's in their charter. It is price stability, which is another phrase for inflation, and basically full employment. Well, the inflation thing's been a little tricky. It's been a little stubborn. They've tried to get it down to 2%. I don't think they need to. But the labor market is clearly showing signs of weakness. And so back in July, I said, I think they should start now, because when you start the cycle, it can take 6 to 9 months for it to really even have any impact. And because since then, since July, we've continued to get more data that the labor market is weakening. Not a recession at this point, not at all, but enough. So I fully support this quarter point. Like I said, I wish I would have started it earlier.
Yeah.
It looks like I think they're going to cut, Mark, at least a couple more points by the end of the year, a couple more times, maybe 25 basis points each. So you're talking about a total of three quarters of 1%.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes sense. Look, and, you know, your reference to July, I think, is even more important in the aftermath of last week, learning about all these fudge numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because now we found out for about a year and a half, these numbers have not been accurate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's a whole other can of worms.
Oh, my God, right?
People can debate whether or not there's some tomfoolery going on or it's just incompetence. Either way, something has to be done because you can't. What is the purpose? Seriously, why do we even get these monthly numbers when they don't mean a hill of beans six months from now?
Very good question. It's a very good question. I mean, there's revisions and then there's revisions. And this last one was like completely, it wasn't even close to the numbers. So
it was the largest in history.
Yeah, exactly. So then just real quick before I let you go here, Dave, because I got some other stuff that just broke here on the Jimmy Kimmel thing. But the reality for consumers and how this affects them. I made this point, you know, with you last time. This does not mean mortgage rates are going down. There's an indirect correlation with mortgage rates, but it could affect credit card rates and other consumer lending, right?
All of that. Yeah, but it will take time. So this is the start of something. Mortgage rates will eventually start to tick down, especially if the Fed keeps cutting. So this is all good for the consumer. It's just going to take time.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it. I'm going to cut you just a little short than usual because I got this other news that I want to get to. But I appreciate coming on here tonight.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah, this is good reporting. It really is. Thank you, Dave Simons. All right, so this just broke here a few minutes ago from The Hollywood Reporter. I follow, the Hollywood Reporter and Variety, the two big trade publications in Hollywood. I have a little history with Hollywood, having been a film critic for about 30 years. I retired a few years ago. I did it on radio and TV. Used to go to Hollywood 7-8 times a year to do interviews with, movie casts, etc. But The Hollywood Reporter usually has some pretty good buttoned-up reporting. And here's what they said. And they're talking about the first couple paragraphs really kind of recap what happened with Jimmy Kimmel on Monday night, alleging and implying that the murderer was, a MAGA, one of them. So somebody who is a source says, the implication from Monday night kicked off a social media blank storm. And then they say it died down temporarily. But almost immediately after FCC Chair Brendan Carr's appearance on Benny Johnson's podcast, the storm of blank became a bigger swirl. Within hours, multiple ABC station owners held calls with senior Disney leadership expressing their concern with the comments. Inside of ABC, multiple conversations with Kimmel were had at the executive level. They're putting some of these things in quotes. The first person says, this is sourced, okay, but again, typically buttoned-up reporting at The Hollywood Reporter. So they were at the executive level, though the talks had not yet reached Bob Iger or TV head Dana Walden. The execs wanted to know, how was Kimmel going to address the situation on Wednesday night show last night? The answer, according to The Hollywood Reporter, was not satisfactory to management. Meantime, the advertiser calls began to roll in. And then the big affiliate conglomerates, Nexstar and Sinclair, threatened to preempt the show. The second source says that the blowback was snowballing enough that had ABC not acted, Kimmel's show would have been dark in a large swath of the country, even beyond the Sinclair and Nexstar territories. The situation became a safety issue as Disney employees saw their emails doxed, per the first source. Some even received death threats. Disney wanted Kimmel to address the situation in a way that would, quote, take down the temperature. But what he had planned last night was going to, quote, fan the flames with the MAGA fan base even more. Now, a source, this is according to The Hollywood Reporter, a source at Jimmy Kimmel's show counters to THR that Kimmel planned an on-air address that was not making it worse, but he simply wasn't kowtowing to the outrage. Kimmel was, quote, defending what he said as being grossly mischaracterized by a certain group of people. Okay, Jimmy. THR reported on Wednesday that Kimmel did not plan to apologize for his comments, but did plan to address the situation on air. The talks between Kimmel and Disney ABC hit enough of a stalemate that executives there decided that Wednesday's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live had run out of the time to be salvaged. And this is because, when the story broke yesterday, you got to remember, these shows are taped in the earlier part of the afternoon. In fact, he would be taping right at 6 o'clock. And you know, the story broke right before 6 o'clock last night. I'm talking Central Time. They tape at 4 p.m. Pacific in L.A. By this point, of the roughly 200 affiliate stations, they had said, oh, I'm sorry, by this point, 66 of the roughly 200 affiliate stations had said that they would not carry the episode. That's when ABC announced it was suspending the program. And Bob Iger and Dana Walden say it was a joint decision that was a last resort. Walden delivered the news to Kimmel, but did not ask him to apologize, says the source, who described Wednesday as a very, very heavy, hard day. They say Disney and Kimmel declined to comment on the situation. And the report in The Hollywood Reporter closes this way. Disney is still trying to find a path back to Jimmy Kimmel Live. That ought to be fascinating, according to the source. At the top, executives are hopeful, but note that the future is up to Kimmel's willingness to participate in the cooling off process, whatever that means. Of course, the future, as they say in the report of Jimmy Kimmel Live, is also at least sort of up to the affiliates. And the source could not say how many affiliates would have to be on board for ABC to continue business with Jimmy Kimmel Live. My guess is that Jimmy Kimmel Live is not coming back. Not
get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.